For the past several years I have been honored to be part of an amazing pre-Remembrance Day celebration at Sunningdale School. Despite some cold and windy temperatures over the years, students have diligently been excited to be part of the celebration, which involves placing miniature Canadian flags along the pathway leading into the school. The flags represent each of the Canadian soldiers who died during the Afghanistan War. And there's one more flag in place, that one in honor of Michelle Lang, a former reporter in Moose Jaw who, while employed by the Calgary Herald, died while on a mission to tell Canadians at home about the men and women stationed in that country. The students at Sunningdale take pride in the flag ceremony and then in participating in an indoor service with guest speakers, appropriate songs, and wreath placement by grade. Displays in the school are another reason the staff and students at the school should be proud of their dedication to understanding the observance of Remembrance Day and why it is important to learn, understand, and remember. Other schools in Moose Jaw, and in the rural areas, also participate in their own programs, inviting veterans, serving military members and families of veterans to talk to them about their experiences with war. Students are respectful and eager to participate. Several teachers are also involved in encouraging their students to enter the poetry, essay and poster contests sponsored by the Moose Jaw branch of the Royal Canadian Legion. The posters especially show amazing artistic talents in conveying what the students understand and have learned about wars and the Canadian involvement. The importance of youth involvement in remembering cannot be overstated. And it is the responsibility of the adults in their lives to teach them that remembering is not a glorification of war. It is an opportunity to give thanks for the life we live today because of the sacrifices by the soldiers who served their country both during war and in times of peace. It is especially poignant to see elderly veterans with medals across their chests being solemnly saluted by children wearing poppies of remembrance over their hearts. This year's Remembrance Day service will be particularly thoughtful and meaningful as we remember family members and friends, and hope for a resolution to the wars that continue to rage in other parts of the world. Poet Lawrence Binyon's words written in 1914 will be repeated with hope and prayer. For the fallen, they shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. Author: Lawrence Binyon. Joyce Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.